Man ever write such an indictment against himself? What human mind ever invented such a description of sin as that discovered in the Bible? Whoever would have imagined that sin was such a vile and dreadful thing in the sight of God, that nothing but the precious blood of his own beloved Son could make an atonement for it? The teaching of the Bible about the punishment of sin is unique. A defective view of sin necessarily leads to an inadequate conception of what is due sin. Minimize the gravity and enormity of sin, and you must proportionally reduce the sentence which it deserves. Many are crying out today against the justice of the eternal punishment of sin. They complain that the penalty does not fit the crime. They argue that it is unrighteous for a sinner to suffer eternally in consequence of a short lifespan of wrongdoing. But even in this world, it is not the length of time which it takes to commit the crime which determines the severity of the sentence. Many a man has suffered a life term of imprisonment for a crime which required only a few minutes for its perpetration. Apart, however, from this consideration, eternal punishment is just if sin be looked at from God's viewpoint. But this is just what the majority of men refuse to do. They look at sin and its deserts solely from the human side. One reason why the Bible was written was to correct our ideas and views about sin, to teach us what an unspeakably awful and vile thing it is, to show us sin as God sees it. For one single sin, Adam and Eve were banished from Eden. For one single sin, Canaan and all his posterity were cursed. For a single sin, Korah and his company went down alive into the pit. For one single sin, Moses was debarred from entering the promised land. For a single sin, Achan and his family were stoned to death. For a single sin, Elisha's servant was smitten with leprosy. For a single sin, Ananias and Sapphira were cut off out of the land of the living. Why? To teach us what an infinite evil it is to revolt against the thrice holy God. We repeat, that did men but see the terribleness of sin, did they but see that it was sin that put to a shameful death the Lord of glory, then they would realize that nothing short of eternal punishment would meet the demands which justice has upon sinners. But the great majority of men do not see the meetness or justice of eternal punishment. On the contrary, they cry out against it. In lands which were not illumined by the Old Testament scriptures, where there exists